near the same age as my father, but he is not dull or soft. We spent an hour, he and I and Atticus, discussing another play called The Frogs. Cicero said he is an active student of Greek literature and tries to keep his mind sharp by memorizing entire works. I was so interested in this conversation, I did not touch our meal of sardines and olives, nor taste my wine. Only when his sedan was brought to the door did I realize it had been raining. He stepped over a wide puddle, holding the hem of his toga to climb up into his chair. Remembering my journal, I hurried through the halls to my room. The courtyard was flooded, our dresses were soaked, as were my letters. Carefully, I peeled apart the soggy papers, hoping to preserve them, but the ink had run. Not one word remained. My folly was forgetting that in Rome it can rain any time without warning. Thus, the record of my first winter here is lost. Now, to bed. It is raining once again. The white cat is curled by my feet, a small reminder of my arrow. I am comforted by its purring.
Now we can see why so many months went by without any diary entries. Cleopatra actually did write, but when she left her diary out in the rain, her entries for the entire winter got washed away. Let's continue reading where we left off. We are on the very top of page 131, where it says, "To continue."